Hey, Mike.
Yes, Rob.
What do you call the thing that you screw into a lamp that lights up?
A light bulb.
Light what?
A light bulb. Bulb. Well, yes. It's Christmas time.
What?
We all know what that means.
What could possibly go wrong?
Right.
Happy Crimble, and we are delighted to have you with us on the Mike O'Mara Show for Wednesday, December 21st. This is the opening little segment. We have we like to call this Gift Corner. You've been so incredibly generous.
Always.
And we know that you like us, but we really know what you like more is us to open the things you send us on the show, because really, what's the point if we don't do that?
Will it be bacon salt today?
Yes. We have a series of one, two, three, four, five gifts today that we will be opening up.
So exciting.
Is it a new policy where we're not going to mention the name of the people who sent the gift?
Oh. No, Rob, we couldn't do that. We have to mention that.
I understand.
The first one comes for Mr. RJ. I opened this one.
Oh,
this came
nice.
To the house. This is for Mr. RJ Diaz.
Just
that
for RJ.
Comes, that comes from RJ.
A gift
and it just says RJ out there, and it looks like it's sprung open there.
Rip it open, dude.
Why don't we take a look and see what's in there? Let's see. It's a note. It's a little note.
It looks like a legal document.
Oh, it's a legal document. Oh, that.
Your mic is open if you would get within 3 feet
that's
of it.
That's from all of us, RJ. That's from all of us.
Mary,
that's for all your hard work that day.
Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, Oscar.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Rob.
Now he doesn't give you a read, does he?
No.
Not at all.
He never gives you a read at all. That was a very sarcastic kind of...
are you not happy with it?
What do you mean sarcastic? I said thank you to each one of you individually.
Yes, he did.
How is that sarcastic,
I think a $20 gift certificate to Red Lobster is an exquisite gift.
And many of their entrees... I was going to say $25.
$25.
Many of their entrees are wait not friendly.
Yes,
I'm so glad we did this.
Yeah, don't we all feel good after that? I don't.
There's
I feel
no
one big bowl of emptiness right now.
God.
Yes.
It's a...
You know, I was all excited that Mike and I had a discussion.
I had a discussion with everybody individually.
I thought he would cry tears of joy.
Apparently not.
Hey, you know what? As expensive as the check was, it's much cheaper to stop payment on it.
Hey, Mike,
and you know what? I'll kick in for one-fifth of that.
Bet you see some emotion then.
Let's move on, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. Now, Rob, you told me the order to open these.
Start with that one. That's
the
from
one on the top here.
That's from Amazon.com, and I imagine they went through the Mike O'Mara Show.com.
And what a great thing to be able to be the guy that gets to open these things up. I'm very, after Rob, I'm very excited about that.
Make sure he didn't want it first.
Should I read this?
I don't know. I didn't open that.
It says the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike, I opened to make sure anthrax doesn't fall out,
you, Rob. I appreciate
it. Seven years later.
We're still hoping one day,
let's
Rob.
Let's see.
Fingers crossed.
Verbose. Hold on just a second.
I see him. Notice.
Hello, boys, says the letter.
Hello, boys. Jesus.
Hello, boys. Hello, boys. I wanted to show my appreciation for all that you do all year long. So, happy Hanukkah for Mark from one tribes person to another.
Oh,
Merry
hey.
Christmas. Feliz Navidad for Oscar and RJ, etc. Congrats on over 10 million downloads and drinks are on me.
Oh.
Okay, so they're sort of on me. I wanted to get something that appeals to all of you.
Ooh.
For Mike, there's drinking. For Rob, there's drinking and minimal effort.
That's something hey, this is great. I really regret not opening that letter.
For Oscar, there's candy. For Buzz, there's science.
Oh.
And for everyone else, there's free stuff, so don't expect much. All you need is naturally sweetened fruit juice. None of that Splenda or Truvia stuff.
Uh-huh.
Real sugar is what makes it boozily delicious.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your wit, your charm, and your collective BS that gets me through the day. Every day I wait patiently for the new show. Every week the bonus show. Most days it can't come fast enough. You guys have become part of my family, and I love each and every one of you. I cannot thank you enough for all you give your fans, both on the podcast and the Book of Faces. Much love from Central PA.
Ah.
That's from Merle Maloo. M-A-L-L-O-U. Maloo.
He's a big Facebook guy.
Merle.
On
I know, I'm
going
to say Merle. And I hope I've given any more pronunciations for Merle's last name.
That's plenty.
That's fine.
P.S. Please share the enclosed envelope with the employees of Spiewak Associates for providing the handling of this package.
I already
They're
gave that to my pop.
And solutions. What was that? What?
I already gave the envelope to my pop.
What?
What was
Hold
it?
On. Was there a gift for the show that
Okay, when a letter comes
he
in...
stole. Mm. He stole.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Happy holidays.
December
25th.
There
is an envelope that said actually, to Spiewak Associates.
Right.
So I gave it to my father. Okay?
Oh, no. Well, it says, please share the enclosed
envelope. Oh, my God. You mean I got it right?
With the employees of Spiewak Associates for providing. What did they give Spiewak and Associates?
$5.
Are you kidding me?
I swear it on a stack of Bibles.
That is awesome.
That's great.
That's right. Was it a $5 bill?
Shut up, RJ.
Please note the Amazon box. I've been shopping there all season long.
Oh, that's nice.
Just for you guys. Smooch. Thank you, Merle. And let's see what's in here. Boy, does this delineate who's is who? This looks like Jell-O shooters.
Oh. All right.
That would either be for
red and green.
Rob or me, right?
That's minimal effort. That's
all right.
Rob.
So all right, so there's the Jell-O shooters.
Easy drink.
But are they cups? Are they like gelatin cups?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh wait, gummy shots.
Oh.
So they're gummy bear shot glasses.
Even better.
Boy, that's good. You know, if you put the marshmallow vodka in the...
You could be diabetic by nightfall.
That's very, very exciting. Gummy shots. All right, the next thing, let's see. Spike your juice. Simply add to juice. Turns juice into alcohol.
How can this be?
It's like a miracle.
Spike your juice.
It's really like a Jesus thing,
that's
isn't
fascinating,
it?
Isn't it? Let's see. What else? More gummy shots. So I guess this is for all of us.
Oh, so what we do is we'll turn a bottle of juice into booze and drink it out of the gummy bears.
All right. Hey, Mark, you want to grab these so they don't fall all over the place? So there it is. That's
up.
Thank you, Merle. We appreciate that.
Very nice.
So I guess we put the juice... in, I don't know how it works.
I think it's a... Is it a powder that goes into juice?
It's a powder.
Is it yeast?
It's a powder. BC. And there, that powder. Goes with that. Thank
it's
you.
It's the right. alcohol the astronauts drank.
All right. Yes. Next comes from...
just add water. There is a letter up top that's in a plastic sleeve.
Perishable.
There, or at least a note.
Open upon arrival. The box says that.
All right. Just talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. Mike is opening as we do Gift Corner.
Happy Hanukkah.
First night.
We are very excited. What'd you get, Mark?
It says, happy holidays to the TMOS gang. Thanks for the laughs. Love the show. Emmy in another Pennsylvania.
Oh, this is, I actually confirmed the arrival of this gift is Emmy Dodson. Emmy, thank you for thinking of
it. Thanks, Emmy.
Facebook friend.
And Emmy has a couple of things in here. All right. That's very good.
Hope to get an Emmy.
All right. Let's see what this
She's
is.
The one you want to talk to.
All right.
Who has more trouble opening gifts, a five-year-old or Mike?
You know.
You're giving him a hard time.
These are screened. These are supposed to be open.
The props department.
I'm sorry. When he's not stealing. For
you know what?
$5 for Spiewak and Associates.
Have fun opening the box, Mike. If you're looking for help, you're not playing it right. You know, I got a knife over here, but I think I'm going to keep it.
Where's your knife?
I don't really have one.
Why does Santa pack so tight?
Well, you know, packaging.
Nice.
That's what I've always said. You know what we... if I get... Yes, thank you. God, just give it to me to start with.
RJ.
I hate Christmas. All right. You know what?
There we go. Ho, ho,
God
ho.
Damn it. Hey, Cheryl's, whatever your product is.
Is it taffy? It looks like a taffy
No,
box.
But it's got some sort of chastity belt around it that's...
All right.
Whoa. We'll let it out, chastity.
This is from Cheryl's.
Hard to make out, Mike.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of neat stuff in here.
Well, see, it was worth it.
Cookies and coffee.
Mood has changed.
Well,
now. From God damn it.
We got all sorts of candy and cake. And that's good stuff.
Sweet treats?
That's really sweet.
Did you get like a food orgasm?
I just like that. I'm actually really being disciplined before Christmas Eve because I'm going to a Chinese restaurant.
You have scissors. All I know is he made a sound that... It sounded like something happened that's going to rust his brace.
Let's see. Something. Let's see. More Cheryl's. Let me see. Oh! F you all.
Uncle Cartoon opens the gift.
Wonderful Cheryl's cookies.
Oh, I wanted to steal those from the show.
They really look good. Yeah,
surprised there are any left.
You'd steal anything you could if you could get away with it, you bastard.
Oh, yeah. That's me. That's why I've gone so far in life, Mike.
I think I'm going to keep the sugar cookies.
Please. Thank you. I'll have
one. I'm going to try one. I'm going to try one.
Yeah,
why
you
not?
Do that. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, this looks amazing. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
It's quite a box
of
treats.
Like another one.
Oh, these are great.
I'll bet. They look good.
These are Emmy, these are really above average.
You can't go wrong with iced cookies.
No, you can't.
Oh, these are just
iced cookies.
All right,
cookies.
I'm going to have one.
These are, Oh.
Are they great?
I'll snag one.
Take off your shirt.
Ma'am. Rub it on your nipples.
Ma'am. That is some eating right there.
Oh, baby.
Each cellophane wrapped.
That's good stuff. All right. All right. Very good.
The big box now, Mike.
The big box?
Yes. Buttercream frosted holiday cutout
cookie. All right,
Mark,
can we slide that in here?
Not the cube.
Oh, yeah.
The flat screen television.
These cookies taste like sex.
These are great.
Why do you think he made that noise?
I wonder if they're.
Not with most of the girls I've been with.
I wonder if that Cheryl's is out of Pennsylvania.
I bet it is.
I'm curious about that. All right, let's see. Oh, this seems to be something framed.
Ooh.
All right. All right.
And there is a letter taped to the front of it that said open first. So once you get it out of there, read right. the letter.
Framed, you
okay,
say.
Wow.
Wow. Maybe it's an Elvis record.
All right, let's see what this is. RJ, you want to work on that while I'm opening this?
Yep. It's a photo montage of all of Oscar's cars.
A very tightly bubble-wrapped package. Something
okay,
framed.
This seems to be from Brett Nitschke.
On mic, please.
This comes from Brett Nitschke. Wonder if he's any relation to Ray Nitschke.
Mm.
And Brett's from Dallas. And this goes to Spiewak and Associates. I don't think I need to open. I think the letter is in here or whatever.
I would think so.
Yeah,
so
it's hard to tell. There's an envelope.
It says open first before we open the other thing.
All right.
Attached let's to a larger here. Envelope.
Tag team, baby.
Okay, it says, Mike, Buzz, Rob, Oscar, Mark, and RJ, holiday greetings from Iowa. It was great to see you at your tailgate show outside Kinnick in October. I can't wait to see the DVDs of your whole road trip. The big item is a gift for the show, and there are cards for each of you in this envelope.
Wow.
That include an additional token of my thanks and appreciation.
Oh, my goodness.
I think I know. Is this the same guy that was nice to us in Iowa? I think it is.
Well, Mike,
I think
everybody was nice to
when
us in
I,
Iowa.
I'm telling you, this guy was very generous. I saw the big... all right. When I saw the big item, it made me think of that day at Kinnick.
Wow.
And I hope it helps bring back some of the good memories you have of that day, too. Thanks so much for the great work you do. Being able to spend time with you, listening to the podcast, is often the highlight of my day and makes the challenging days good and the good days even better. Continue to take good care of yourselves and keep up the great work. Happy holidays and all the best in the coming new year. A very grateful and devoted fan, Brett Nitschke. Brett, you
wow.
know.
Very nice.
I'll tell you,
so
we're
much.
Overwhelmed to all of the people that have done this. We are not really. We make light of it, but we are not accustomed to this much generosity. No.
When we open this, are we going to have the kind of reaction we didn't get from RJ?
And look at this.
And you know what?
RJ, there you go, brother. Jeez. Here's a card for you.
As appreciative as I am, I all still right. always feel a little silly when someone says we do great work.
No, I know. I agree,
you know what I mean? So really, really, I appreciate it.
Okay,
thank
okay.
you.
Yeah, I agree.
So we're getting by.
All right.
We're getting
now, Brett, my card says I just left you a little stocking stuffer. And let me just say, Brett.
Oh, goodness.
You know what, Brett? You give the gift that I just like just about as much as anything.
Yeah, boy.
I really do. That, no, very, too kind. That's not necessary, but it's very, very nice. And you know what? In these
thank
times,
you so much.
Robin is missed. Why don't you hide it? Okay, why don't you put it back in the envelope?
It fell. I'd like to read my card if I could.
Go ahead, read your card. Mine says, I just left you a little stocking stuffer. Hope all your Christmas surprises are good ones. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. You and your mom continue to be in my thoughts and prayers for a speedy rehab for your knee and a quick recovery for your mom. Keep up the great work and continue to take good care of yourself. That's from Brett. Thank you, Brett. God bless you.
Mine reads, Maizlimi Owazim Pinki Bozi Nazaterzenni. And you open it and it says, of course, the punchline. Zegzimi Wam Vizalik Pramigliaskad Noriwin Roku. And he writes, Rob, this card is so... Polish. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and your family. Congratulations on your weight loss. Thank you. Keep up the great work and continue to take good care of yourself.
Very good.
Brett.
Very
thank
fine.
You, Brett.
Feliz Navidad y próspero año nuevo.
Oh, what a nice guy.
I've got a long note, but I'll go straight to the English. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I wish you all the best with all your projects and your journey back to 100%. Take good care of yourself, Brett.
That's very wonderful. Very cool.
Mine says to you and your cats at Christmas. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Congratulations on being smoke-free for over a year. That's a great accomplishment. Continue to take good care of yourself and keep up the great work, Brett.
And
very
I
nice.
Believe this is a
very,
framed
very
item
nice.
That I just think we're going to put up in the studio.
Yeah, what is
and,
it?
And absolutely we are. This is Kinnick Stadium.
Oh,
and
oh,
we are,
oh.
I will say, when we come back after the first of the year, we've got a major decorating project
yes.
to
yes.
put all this wonderful
that's
stuff that,
that
we
day.
Have.
That's
what
from
is
that
the plaque read? There's a little
that's
inscribed.
Gorgeous.
Okay, let's
yeah.
see here.
Right,
it's awesome. Kinnick Stadium, black and Gold Spirit game, mm-hmm. and that is absolutely from that day.
Oh my God!
This is awesome.
How
the
great
Northwestern
is that?
This, you know, I'm speechless, Brett. I mean, that is really, really terrific. Thank you so very, very much. There it is, guys. Take a peek.
That's awesome.
That is from the day we were there,
and now we have penance from that day too.
Absolutely awesome.
God, I can see Mike.
That's great, RJ. You want to grab that?
That's
there you
gorgeous.
Go.
And
that
the last really package terrific. Is this cube right here, Mike.
Open up the cube.
Can you pass me another cookie, please?
Oh, they're in the kitchen.
Happy holidays.
You can have mine.
All right. And let me see. Where does this come from here? Well, we don't see yet where it comes
from. That picture
from.
Is great, and we have the penance from Bill Windauer that
That's
we got
true.
Yesterday,
That's
too.
Very
so
true.
A lot of great remembrances of that day.
Right. Oh, my God. We've all got boxes here. All right, you better
distribute. Mark, can you distribute boxes?
Yeah, distribute these, and I will open up the envelope. This is
Christmas is fun.
I love this. It's
Sorry
a shame
for the
we
lack
can't
of
do
preparation.
This every
How
day.
About this is going to be better than Christmas morning with my family.
Yeah. Absolutely. Let's see what's going on here.
I love my
here.
Family.
All right, hold on a
but
second.
They give the worst gifts.
Dear TMOS guys,
thank you.
Doug and I, actually mostly Doug, I can't lie, it was all Doug, slaved over a hot kiln, 3D printer, vacuum caster, and hand-forging hammer to create your own sterling silver martini picks or sandwich holder downer for or miniature swords for your pleasure and use. Doug and I have enjoyed getting to know all of you on a more personal level. More importantly, we enjoy the visibility our business is receiving by working with your show on marketing our unique skills sets beyond our state. Thank you for helping us in accomplishing this goal. We are looking forward to discussing a line of TMOS proprietary merchandise for sale on your site, ranging from plastic to platinum.
Cool.
Love and kisses.
Really?
Happy holidays from Doug and Mark and everyone at MC Ginsburg.
Thank you, Ginsies.
Ginsy, you rock, brother.
Can
let's
open.
Let's see. Yeah, let's see.
Open them up.
Oh, now I'm jacked. This is exciting. Oh, this got a little weight to it here, too.
Nice.
Oh,
here we go. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
You know,
he's got olives.
Yeah, olives and a stirrer with my image on it.
Oh, sterling silver me. Yes, Mark.
Well, no, I've got Mark's image on it.
I've got
Oscar.
I've got Buzz.
I've got Oscar.
Am I the only one who got my own?
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Excellent work.
Buzz here, that's you.
Right. Okay. Mark, this is yours.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That is awesome.
Thank you.
This
that's
wow,
great.
This is so
oh,
cool.
Oh, that's very cool.
All right. Well, Ginsy, you've outdone yourself.
Thank you so much.
And we appreciate
effing awesome.
There's Oscar, I think,
thank
right
you.
There. And,
appreciate it.
That's fantastic.
That's beautiful. You know what? Sterling silver barware is the best.
Boy. Makes me think we ought to have a martini. But
only one.
I agree.
It's only Wednesday.
I'll take that.
What's it? You got one too?
There's a keychain inside the boxes.
Oh, let me see.
If we only had some kind of jellied shot glass to drink it in.
It's a sterling silver keychain. It's beautiful.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's fantastic.
And the Ginsburg M&M.
I know. The Ginsburg M&M candies.
Trademark.
Wow, this is great.
If you go by their store,
do you mind passing me the keychain? There's another one in your box.
Oh, yeah. I have one too. Yeah, there it is.
Where, in my box?
Yes.
Where?
Very nice.
Well, here's one
very
here.
Nice indeed.
Just throw me that one. You have one in your box.
There you go.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what's great? Now I don't have to shop for Carrie.
These fellas do good work.
Hey, are we done opening the gifts?
You mean that's it?
Is that it?
Christmas
is
over?
Thanks to everybody. You're all too generous, S&D.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Look who's here, Jimmy. Santa.
Right.
Let's tell him what you want for Christmas.
I'm on my lunch break, okay?
Are you insane? Management's gonna hear about this.
Think that's a threat? If you think you can make my life any worse, you go right ahead. Be my guest. Take a shot.
What are their names?
Who?
The elves.
I can't remember. I think one of them's Sneezy and there's a Dopey. And
that's the Seven Dwarves.
I was thinking it was, I don't know. Can I just call them, you know, Bub? You know, I call them, I say, hey, Bub or Chief or whatever the you know, I tell them to make the goddamn toys. The is wrong with you? I can't remember this Does everything with you have to be a test?
How old are they?
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries. around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios.
Yay.
This is MichaelMarrisShow.com. It is, as I mentioned before, Wednesday, December 21, 2011, and we are over 11 million downloads and growing every single day. Our show today is brought to you by the people that just gave us these wonderful gifts, sterling silver martini stirrers with our pictures on them.
They can do anything. They're the only jewelry store that sends olives.
MC Ginsburg, this year give a truly unique gift to that special someone. MC Ginsburg, jewelry of all kinds or any work of art you create. That's what I love about what these guys do. You just don't get that if you roll into your chain jewelry stores that you can get, you know, hey, I've got a wonderful picture of my kid. Mm-hmm. I'd like you to turn that into something special. That's the work they do.
They do.
That's the custom stuff they do. So please check them out. It's MC Ginsburg, jewelry of all kinds. If you need an object or dream up an object, turn to MC Ginsburg. MC Ginsburg builds your imagination. MCGinsburg.com or click their ad on our website. And we are thankful to them for those wonderful gifts.
Thank
those
you, were guys. Terrific. Mark and Doug.
Very, very happy. Hey, listen, a programming note for everybody that listens to this show. Tomorrow, we are going to be playing Match Game.
Ooh, right, in the bonus show.
For our bonus hour. When we tape the bonus hour, we do two shows on Thursday. And if you would like to be involved in that, you can call 718-506-1625. Now, that's the number I'm giving for that. But I will also tell you on Friday, a very special end of the year Christmas bonus show where we are really going to rely on you, the listener, to call in from all over the world.
Join
us. And to be clear, it's not a bonus show. It's a regular show.
It's a regular free show. Right. Everybody will get that. You'll get that on Ustream, knock on wood.
Right.
And incidentally, for Ustream, we do the best we can with that. But we are a slave to them. And if they have issues, we have issues. So please, we do the very best we can to make this show available every day.
It's not our
Sometimes we have some video issues. And we're going to work on that in 2012.
Of course.
See if that improves as well. Here's the number again. This is for Friday's show, 718-506-1625, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Tell your friends in Switzerland, in Africa, in Japan, in Belfast, Northern Ireland, that lovely lady that calls us from Belfast.
Yes.
All over the world, all over the country, we're doing another one of our wonderful call-in, all-caller
Actually,
shows.
Actually, Mike,
we're excited
it's time we reveal the name of the show. It's Mike O'Mara's Christmas Around the World Spectacular. How many countries would you like to hear from? What's your target?
I'd
for
like
Friday?
To set a new record. Now, as you remember,
Christmas Around the World.
We did our first all call-in show.
Right.
And I was I don't think I've ever been more excited. I we were taking calls from Switzerland and Japan and Northern Ireland. And then I said, we're gonna do this again next week. And we did it again next week, and we took a call from Japan and Switzerland and Northern Ireland. And I realized that, you know, even though we are a widespread family, we are an intimate family.
Yes, we are.
So, you know, this is your opportunity. If you know somebody around the world, around the United States, wherever, that would like to call the show, we're going to try to get as many calls on 11 o'clock Eastern Time on Friday as we can. Here's the number again, 718-506-1625. Put it up on Facebook, Mark, so
we
can make
will.
Sure everybody
It'll
knows
It'll also
what's
be
going
on our
on.
Website.
Also, Mark, for Match Game, which we'll be playing tomorrow at about 12 Eastern, do you want people to email you as well? Like
email,
I know you've done that in the past.
If you want to participate, email contest@MikeOMaraShow.com.
Because we'll probably need 8 contestants for Match Game, and it'll allow you to match your panel of stars that's here in the living room right
now. Very good. All right, we have spent so much time opening gifts that we are up on a break already.
Already?
Wow.
I'm going to wait a couple of minutes for that. On the program today, we're going to talk about what game is Oscar playing, because I saw Oscar's Facebook. And
you mean in life in general?
Don't we always ask that?
A dangerous game.
A debut of a new show on the Moore Broadcasting Network that will be coming in 2012.
Wow.
The Mark and Lowell Show.
All right.
Yeah.
Rob, try to contain your enthusiasm.
Please.
That'll be fun. You have to listen before sundown.
I want Christmas weather, and there is a tiny chance I may be getting it. I'm not sure, but they might be hyping this. We'll discuss the weather and whether they're just turning this into a joke.
Anything is better than 60 degrees
it
and
sucks.
Humid.
Right now, it's official. I'm running around doing last-minute Christmas. Uh-huh. This sucks. 60 degrees sucks. You will... Jesus Christ, no wonder you like it. Because you were born closer to the equator than anybody.
Because I'm from a tropical people.
But doesn't this weather make your churro soggy?
No, I like it.
I'm actually with Oscar on this.
Well, enjoy, fellas.
When we come back, got to ask the question: who's going to be shacking up here when I'm gone? I want to know. I want to find out what's happening. And X Factor, does anybody care? And let me see. I love it when I write one last little thing on my little prep sheet that I cannot read because I'm writing it in a place that I shouldn't be writing it.
What, like between two pillows?
The bathroom.
Oh, okay. All we do is argue. I put that down.
No, we don't.
That's it. Now, shut up. We'll take a break and come back and really start the show right after this, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Got another letter from one of our people on Wait Not, and we are very grateful for this. Our second segment is brought to you by Wait Not. You can go to our website, check their ad out, or you can call 855-934-4486, or simply go to waitnot.com. And this letter comes from us to us from Doug Carlson, who writes,
Doug,
Wait Not has been life-changing, down 30 pounds in less than 8 weeks. It is easy, comfortable, and has taught me how to make better food choices. Even Thanksgiving weekend, no gain.
Wow.
Had a tough fantasy football guest playoff week this week. Still lost 2 pounds. I feel better than I have in a decade. The staff at Wait Not is amazing, too. When I have a question, they've been easy to reach and always have an answer.
There you go.
I need to continue to reach my goal of 10 bags of sugar lost. I'm not even worried. I expect I will be there in another short 6 to 10 weeks. Happy Hanukkah, Christmas to all. And don't forget, Wait Not can make your most important New Year's resolution come true. I love it when the listeners write copy for us.
Isn't that great?
Wow. You know, we could all take a lesson, really.
Thanks, TMOS, from Mike, Rob, Buzz, Oscar, RJ, and Mark. You make my life better every day. Doug Carlson. And Doug,
thank you, Doug.
You know, you've discovered it too.
Attaboy, Dougie.
Really, the resolutions can stick this year with Wait Not. Ask RJ and Rob. They both lost a lot. Once again, that's 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486 or waitnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. And now it's on with the show. I feel like we've been doing so many things we haven't gotten to what's going on. I want to ask about, this is of course my priority, so I'll get right to this first.
Yes.
Are you shacking up here when I'm going to be gone?
There's a...
What?
There's a situation brewing.
Okay. All
the
right.
only situation...
He is already.
Yeah, well, that's the
so
thing.
So your roommate's going to be here.
I thought it was going to be just my place.
Oh, and so you wanted this to be the Bone Palace?
Hold on.
Yes.
It can.
Okay.
You guys can trade off.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm willing to... I just don't like staying with people in strange places that... You know,
I understand that. Yeah, I understand.
Come and knock on our door. Yeah.
I you know, I will be
especially
leaving.
Emotionless.
And
ones.
We are going to I want somebody sleeping in this house every night.
I will be here when RJ's not here.
Okay, can you guys coordinate this?
Yes, we will, Oscar. Don't worry.
Are you bummed? Are you a little bummed? You're weird
anyway. No, I was just
trying
today.
To figure.
He looks at you.
He gets a microphone in front of me. He can't tell you what his
emotions
are. He
looks at you when he's talking about me. Just talk to me, Oscar. You don't want to be here when I'm here? Is that what it was?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's the holidays,
Oscar,
and we're all in misery.
Oscar,
I'm going to tell both of you.
You can have the house to yourself, because I'm going to be in Florida and California, so don't worry.
Okay? Oh, so he won't be here, so
yeah,
you
what
get
what are you
it.
Talking about? But he's
here,
not going to be here.
You have to take this seriously.
Yeah. I'm 33 years old. I can do this.
Exactly.
I'm 33 years old, and I wake up passed out.
This is going
to
be...
I swear to you,
Mikasa
I will
as Sukasa.
I will take care of your home.
Okay, very
I promise
good.
You.
And then when he's done, RJ, you move in when after like the first week?
Yeah, I'm
going to
come
like
back
that.
From Florida when I'm down doing the show with you down in Florida.
All right, and you guys will coordinate?
Yeah.
I know that Oscar's taking this seriously,
You're
going to
save me so much money on gas. It's
because I know,
awesome.
And it's but convenience more than anything else.
Yeah, yeah,
you awesome. Know what's going to be like to have a two-minute commute?
I'll find out.
It's going to be amazing.
Well, for you, it would be much too long.
That's true.
And I know that Oscar is taking this seriously. You're joking, but even just yesterday when you weren't around, he was scoping out the best places to black out.
Yeah.
So he's ready. He's ready to stay.
I'm proud to say that when you come back, I hope you find your home exactly how you left it.
Then, but the only thing I ask
with RJ,
the only thing I ask of all is that Wednesday is trash day.
Yes,
and that the trash be taken out on Wednesday.
Yes.
And that both of you, before I leave. And that's like this week we have to figure out what's going on. Please present me a schedule of who's going to be here when.
Okay.
Would you like
them
to split mornings and evenings?
But no, I think that they should split the
noon to midnight. RJ,
like if Oscar knows, and really RJ, if I know Mr. Mr. Santana.
Oh yeah, you do.
I would say Monday through Thursday. You know, let the joint belong to Mr. Santana.
Yeah.
And you can pop in for the weekends.
Yeah. You know where my new place is going to be?
Where is it?
Hooters in Manassas. I'll have dinner there Monday through
Thursday.
When
is your 30 days up?
If you bring a Hooters girl back here, please take a photograph.
No, I would never do that.
Please
no.
do that.
No,
no
guests.
Of course not.
Yes.
No
but
guests and no drinking.
I call Catherine's bed because I've slept in it before.
That's fine. That's great. That'd be perfect. That'd be great.
Really? Not like that.
No, that's the guest bedroom. Yeah, that's a guest bedroom. That we use also. Right. Believe me, we fumigate afterwards.
Good.
We do. We get all the griblies.
Do you want to give him a bed?
We get all the griblies out of the bed.
Do you want to give him a quick update on the difference between toilet paper and paper towels? Yeah.
I was so pissed today.
Why?
We got a lot. We got a hairy sink.
Oh no!
We got a hairy shower, and I was watching the TV, and they come on with
the TV.
They come on with Drano's new ad, and Drano's got a new product. I think it's Drano.
And meanwhile,
it's either Drano or Liquid Plumber. Those are the two big ones.
Meanwhile, you're undoing a coat hanger.
No,
yeah, daily maintenance,
which sucks. The coat hanger don't work.
I know it don't work. You need a hook, and you need to do something that dissolves
it. Liquid Plumber or Drano, I don't know which one it is. Uh-huh. Comes out with a new product, and the new product is the snake. They've got their own plastic snake that you can use with the product. And I go over to Giant this morning, early this morning, because I wanted to get it before the show so I could go upstairs after the show and do my plumber work.
You are a portrait of beauty strolling into Giant pre-dawn looking for Liquid Plumber.
Giant can lick my butt.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. I'm pissed off.
And what is that?
And I know Peapod has been a fine advertiser on this show, so I'm sorry to say
that's
that.
That's okay.
But they're one of those affiliate things, so they don't care.
It's the Manassas one in particular.
Yeah, I go in there and they don't have – when you mount an advertisement, which I show Carla, I stop the commercial. I'm like, Carla, look at this. It's got like a little plastic snake.
Yeah.
We can do this. We got to go to the grocery. Why don't they have it? Why don't they have it when they're they roll out a national commercial, and then for the biggest grocery chain in Washington, D.C., they don't have this
demand.
Snake.
I would maybe, I would go to a hardware store before I went to a grocery store for that.
Well, I know you would, but I will tell you that they have at hardware store, they have Liquid Plumber and Drano at grocery stores. That's where you get Liquid
or
Plumber.
You
they
didn't have Amazon. Yours.
They had the product, Rob. They had the product of Liquid Plumber and Drano.
Yeah, but this is the new thing. It's more specified, and I think you need to
go
to
the
hardware.
So if I go up to my Ace Hardware right after the show.
I'm not going to say a word about what's going to happen. Because I can't win this.
I
will tell you what
do
I
would expect
have done.
To go to Toys R Us right now and find a Tickle Me Elmo. I mean, come on.
No, yes, in 1988.
What
are you talking about?
Doll, maybe.
I was thinking, you know,
that new game Trivial Pursuit.
I was thinking about Toys R Us. Going to Toys R Us today.
Really?
Yeah, because my
to buy a shirt that's Oscar size.
I can mention his name. You know Andrew.
Yeah.
Andrew has little kids.
He does.
And I thought that would be nice to get him something for his.
He works them very hard.
Yeah. I mean,
it would be nice to reward them.
He's going out of his friggin' mind right now.
Really?
Yeah. The end of the year, you know, you talk about
no
April.
Idea.
You had April.
Have you been?
Have you had any conversations with him in the last week?
A couple.
He is not good to deal with.
No.
This is exactly how he answers. This is the accountant for the show and the accountant for everything in my life. And I'm in. I'd say my financial life now, my world is the equivalent of a yard sale without the yard.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's what I'm doing to survive right now.
Okay,
and so I got him spinning more plates. This is how he answers the phone when you get this. Hello.
Wow.
Bob Cratchit.
A manufactured bit of impoliteness.
So, anyway. So I'm thinking about rolling out to Toys R Us and doing
very
that.
Kind.
You know
so
what
you guys
love?
Will present me with that?
Yes.
I mean, I need that like tomorrow or the next day. Oh. Get together. You have to have a conversation with
each
other.
Like
how old are the kids?
Microsoft
XL,
maybe.
I don't know. And I don't know whether they're, I think there are two of them in there. I don't know whether they're boys or girls or
whatever. What you know what I love about you, Mike?
What's that?
You care.
I do. Well, I do.
You know what those kids want more than anything?
My heart.
You know what those kids want more than anything?
What do they want?
What's that?
Target gift cards.
Really?
Yes, and it'll keep you out of Toys R Us, which you don't want to do.
Okay, and I'll knock that out because I got to get those
even
for
better,
my kids
Amazon
too for my
gift
mom.
Cards. Be
better. Good. Yeah, you can print those up here.
Amazon. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of toys.
Yes.
I'm back online on Xbox Live.
Okay, now that's what I want. I saw on your Facebook
Hold
page.
Hold it, back or you began?
I'm back.
Oh, because I didn't know you'd ever
I
done
took
it.
A 2.5-year break.
Can I have another cookie?
I'm back.
I got to get that from the kitchen.
Might as well get a couple of them.
Yeah, I would love one as well.
Yeah. Those cookies from Cheryl's from Emmy in Pennsylvania are absolutely
buttercream
amazing.
Buttercream frosting.
So
yeah.
What happened was I've taken this vow of sobriety, and I said, what am I going to spend my time doing?
Very smart move.
I need to do certain
terrific
productive
diversion.
Things. Something
terrific
to
diversion.
Do.
And now you, of course, thought volunteer work.
Oh, no. You know what? I'm actually going to see Donald this week.
Oh, really?
Hey, he's in an old folks'
at
home.
At the assisted living facility?
I haven't seen him in 2 weeks. I reached out to his niece. I'm going to go see him before Christmas.
Wonderful.
Is he on Xbox Live?
No, he's not.
Play a game
What game are you playing?
Modern Warfare, the latest edition.
Okay, how is that online?
It's amazing.
Really?
It is hard, but this is the one I have to give a shout out to. It's Adam Shirok. Yes, Adam Shirok.
He's a teacher, I think, but yes. A big gamer.
Adam Shirok was the first listener that I've ever played with in the past 3 years. Like, I used to play with listeners all the time.
Yes.
And for him to pop up on my Facebook page and then asked to play a game, which was kind, because
we're all paying attention to the cookie.
As you know, Mike, when you play a new game or you haven't played in a while, when you suck, it's not fun.
Right.
But when you play with someone that knows you suck and is trying to teach you how to play the game, that's a lot of fun.
Is that what Adam's doing
with
you?
That's what Adam's doing with me.
He's a nice guy.
And I actually like to...
You know, I've never gone into the world of gaming online.
You've always felt that if you went online, they could somehow steal your soul.
Yes, they could reach into my house and steal me.
They go in through your eyes, Mike.
I beg of you. I think this is an experience that we can all share together.
And do I have to hook a phone line up to my
You don't have to
Xbox?
Do anything.
You know?
You don't have to do anything.
It's on the Wi-Fi,
right? You can get it on the Wi-Fi, or I'll figure out how to get you online. I'll do it for you.
I will play that game.
Okay.
Because that game is the game I play by myself.
Ah. Yeah. So I spend a solid... Usually around that time, I would have 2 or 3 drinks and hang out and watch TV.
But I play on the real hard level.
That's where we are.
Okay, so
that's
you play on the tar level.
Now's the time to jump
so
in.
So as I'm playing,
Is
sit there.
Is that reflected in the way the face of your character looks?
No.
Instead of drinking.
Yeah, it's like a character from American Horror
instead
Story.
Of, you say Life Goes On?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of drinking, I just sat there and an hour and a half just blew by. I remember the joys of gaming before when I was younger.
Why did Becca have to die?
That is so rude.
Is it?
It's a tribute. But I think you would enjoy it. And if you're an online gamer out there, my gamer tag is Oscar Space Santana. And I've always said, I'm like Ellis Island, come one, come all.
Well,
because I'll be logging a lot of time.
I would be willing if somebody could kind of give me a primer on it.
Yes.
I think that would be because I, too, would enjoy that distraction, especially with my bad wheel.
Yes. Yes.
Right. I'm not out on the golf course yet, and I got to wait 5 months to play golf, I was told yesterday. Mm-hmm. 5 months.
Wow, That's wow, spring.
Thanks, Rob.
I'm trying to think.
That's the cookie.
Yeah.
I'm distracted from the show. Right. These cookies are so good, they're taking my mind off.
But let me just
say
this, that if you're willing to do it, I think a lot of listeners would love to have the opportunity to play with
enjoy
your time talking. And
with that game, I'll do it.
You have to wear the headset. You have to wear the headset, Mike.
Right.
Really?
So you talk to them.
Now, can you be the bad guy?
Yeah, well, you can either be the good guy or the bad guy. You can decide.
All right. And if I'm not mistaken, with Modern Warfare 3, it is you're fighting basically terrorists and things like that.
Yes.
Al-Qaeda
salamis
type guys that you're taking care of.
Salahis.
Zombies.
Somalians.
Now, to do this, do you have to like friend someone? Do they send you a friend request, the equivalent?
Yes, just like you would on Facebook.
So can you friend my son and play Modern Warfare with him?
Look, I you mentioned this in passing, and I didn't want to get into it, but I'll get into it right now.
Okay.
That I would love to play with your son.
Right.
Oh.
But.
Okay, Jerry Sandusky.
I don't think it's appropriate for a grown man to play a video game with another grown man's son that he works with.
I disagree.
What if I sign off on it? Trust you.
You sign off on anything as long as it distracts him. I'm saying.
No, he's going to be playing anyway. He can play against the computer.
Is it inappropriate? Well, I think it's appropriate as long as when you get a particularly decent headshot, you don't go, die, motherfucker.
I will speak to Robert about his language.
Right. Try to keep that to a minimum.
I'll friend Robert. Okay. But I would suggest that I will never talk about his gamer tag or who he is. Is that fair?
This is the dumbest show in the world.
Is that fair?
Yeah, and you know what?
Will you friend Robert?
This show is so dumb it needs to be back on the radio.
Will you friend Robert as well?
For the gaming?
Yes.
Is he playing Modern Warfare?
Yeah, I believe he does play.
Oh, in that case, no.
Absolutely.
No. He's really hot into a wrestling game.
I don't want kids involved. I want to play with other adults.
Yes. You know what?
I don't
want to
play with little kids. I don't.
But if he wants me on his friends list, I'll just
I want to know it's an adult, so I go, oh, you, because I do. I want to use the lingo.
Well, everybody does.
You'll never wear the headset, though.
You
probably
have to.
Not.
Come
probably
on.
Not. No, you won't.
Really? Do you wear the headset when you're playing?
I played with Adam yesterday. All we do is talk about the show while we killed people.
Really?
It was fun.
Hi, Adam. It's Oscar.
Yeah, that was just one giant step backward for me.
What could go wrong?
Man, I really like it when you did that particular voice.
Oh, you know what's even... Having trouble.
You're very close to what the headset's going to sound like, except it's not going to be, I really like it when it's going to be, wouldn't it be better if?
Oh, yeah.
You'll get a lot of that.
But I'll try. I'll try anything new, and I'm ready. Hey, that's a good 2012 thing to do that, and very excited about that. Let's move on to the Mark and Lowell Show.
Yeah.
They dropped this bombshell on me yesterday when Lowell Melser was in the studio. Yes. Along, what are you guys looking? What's the matter?
Looking for my cookie.
Oh, I know. And Rob's looking for a particular sound effect.
Oh, he put it right in front of him.
I did like he did. I tucked it under the table.
Mark and Lowell Melser will be debuting a show coming up in 2012. The Mark and Lowell Show, a great tradition. Now,
how many vacation days?
How many vacation
days?
For
holy days.
Vacation days. Yes, the Hive days of vacation.
You ought to debut it on a high holy day.
No. Well, there's not going to be one for a little while.
I think every day he broadcasts is a high holy day.
Do you have are you going to really give some thought to this?
Yeah. Actually, we were talking
production
about
elements
it.
And all that.
Yeah, absolutely. Weather. We've got we're working on production elements. We're also talking about the topics. The first show we're going to introduce kind of our friendship and why and all the kind of mishaps that we've had.
The introduction
over the
of
years.
Friendship segment, Mike.
Will there be sex on the show?
Always, just between each other.
Where are you going to record the show?
From our houses.
Oh, really? Yes. Like he'll be in his house and you'll be in your house?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yep. And sometimes together. The first one I might do from here, and I'll Skype him from here.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll do it in various locations.
And it's going to be an hour show?
Yep.
Not a half-hour show.
Well, you know what? Lowell was saying maybe we should first start with a half-hour.
I think that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. All those in favor?
Aye.
America's an hour, and look what happened there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think even if you did 20 minutes, Mark, it would seem like an hour.
Yeah, so, yeah that's true. That's
did you hear what he said?
I did. How's that Tech 411 download thing going?
Oh, by the way, new show. Thank you for reminding me.
Oh, yeah.
It's posted, I hope.
You have a new show? Tech 411.
Yeah, we recorded last night.
That's good. Yeah. And what's on Tech 411 this
week?
Well,
we talk about what we want for Christmas, so our holiday gift guide. Oh, okay.
What is the number one thing for Christmas as far as a techie is concerned?
Cookies.
That has everything. We're all sounding cookie.
I think right now the Amazon the new
Kindle Fire.
The Kindle Fire is one of the hottest selling gifts out there.
Let me ask you a technical question for this show, and this is a nice little promo for Tech 411.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
The Kindle Fire. I own a Kindle that I got as a Christmas present. I think 2 years ago.
Yes.
What is the difference between my regular Kindle, and the Kindle Fire?
What's the difference
between color? Do you know anything why you said, or did you say?
No, I'm excited
about
the differences, but
you've
let
got
him
a black and white television. Why don't you upgrade to color? It's 2011.
It's a really? Huge, yes.
And well, doesn't it have internet as well,
it's,
right?
It's very much like an iPad.
It's amazing.
It's a book. It's movies. It's TV shows.
Do you read books
games.
On there?
It's,
I read books on my Kindle all the time.
It's
I just
high,
finished a book.
Upgrade, high speed, and you'll be able to watch movies and do whatever you want.
High-speed internet access.
Really?
I love it.
Really?
It's well worth it. Mm-hmm. Put it on your wish list. Maybe Santa will bring you one.
Yeah, I've got a lot of gadgets.
You do.
I feel like I'm a little gadget.
You were a little Larry Kingy there.
Yeah,
I got a lot of gadgets.
I feel like I might be a little gadgeted out.
So I've got the Kindle. The Fire is different. Why?
Why?
Speaking of gadgeting out, does anybody at all care about the X Factor anymore? I mean, I didn't even know.
I thought it was done.
I watch it. I don't really care about it, but I seem to be be sticking with it anyway.
But you don't have any passion for it.
No. I think I've said it before. I hate the bickering between the judges because it's not like American Idol where they bicker just a little bit here and there. This is a competitive type of bickering. This is,
because they're all representing certain different groups,
right.
Like men, females, and then groups.
And it just gets ugly, and it just seems like they're trying too hard to fight with each other.
The only redeeming factor out of everything, and I love L.A. Reid. I think he's great. And I think Simon.
I like L.A. Reid too. I thought he was an upgrade.
But
the French call him the Reid.
From a male perspective, I love, as dumb as she is and as ruined as she's been on that show, Nicole Scherzinger still is gorgeous to look at.
You and I both.
She is.
And I will tell you this, though. The female audience feels the exact same way in the other direction. They couldn't hate that woman enough. They can't stand her. I don't care if Nicole, and how do you pronounce the last name?
Scherzinger.
Scherzinger?
I believe so.
I wouldn't care if she came out and said, what are we going to do now, Lancelot? What I want to say is inappropriate. I believe her to be,
yes,
in my opinion, one, if not the most, one of the most beautiful women on television.
Yes. Well, that's a very nice thing to say.
I don't care what she does. I don't care what she says. Right,
right. Prettier than Liz, prettier than Liz Crenshaw?
She's got a combination of not only is she gorgeous,
right,
but she knows exactly what she has and how to present
how
it
to use
in
it.
The
yeah.
perfect form, which is J-Lo has that on American
yes.
Idol a little bit. J-Lo's another one who knows what she's
I
got.
I DVR the X Factor, and when I come home, when I'm just like kind of hanging out, I'll play it. I won't really pay attention, but I will look at her.
That's mm-hmm. it.
That's,
she's incredible.
That's it.
And that was the thing. Then, that,
no, yeah. no, I'm just saying. It's
no, she is so. And you know what's going to happen? What I worry about is the X Factor. Mm-hmm. I think Simon Cowell is going to bump her, right? Because he's going to make some kind of tweak. And then they seem to be expendable,
no,
those women.
No, I think he will keep her based on her beauty. Remember the way Simon used to chew on a pen, even when a bad singing girl who was hot would perform?
He loves
He
that.
Loves tail. He loves tail. And unless he can trade up,
right.
He'll keep her.
Two things about the X Factor. Okay, so we agree it doesn't have the sizzle that Idol had in its glory days.
And I think that
Will it ever have that? Will it capture that?
I don't think so.
I think it had sizzle for like 40 minutes. And then it burned
out.
I'm
not even sure about that. The voice has more sizzle.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And now,
agreed.
And now, which one is Howard going to? Howard is going to be
America's
going to.
America's Got Talent.
Right. Does Howard still, and answer this not as
honestly,
DJs and somebody who has been decimated by the Howard Stern signing at Sirius where all the money was taken. Mm-hmm. But no, answer this in the, do you think Howard still has the, does he have the stick to bring the ratings up for that show?
I don't think that he has the mainstream stick, and I don't think he ever did. He was always very good at appealing to his audience.
Right.
But his audience is not what they want and not what they can get for that set format.
So I completely disagree with you.
I'm with Oscar.
I agree. I disagree with Rob, and I agree with, I think, Mark and Buzz.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
And the only reason I say this is because if you are a Stern fan.
Yes.
And you never watched America's Got Talent. You will now watch America's Got Talent.
Of course you will.
Bottom line.
I think he may pick up new fans, as it were, because I think they will respect the fact that, what Simon already believes, and that is that Howard will step up to the occasion, that he will be able to address a widespread audience instead of his usual.
He's a professional broadcaster.
Is there any chance that, now that he is going, is it NBC that has it?
Yes, I think it is.
Will NBC tie him back in any way? Well, I know they always say that he can't
I'm
be
sure
with
anyone's
restraint.
I'm sure
anything's
going to be possible, but guys, I'm telling you, even if you listen to that show now, it's not what it was 10 years ago.
Right.
Like, people evolve.
He won't push it.
But who cares what he does? That show was irrelevant. We didn't talk about it like 2 weeks ago.
That's right.
I think he will be kind of the Simon of X Factor.
Right. Well, of course he will. I think they will not neuter him. And I think he will bring the cruelty, which is really, let's not argue that that is a huge part of that show. The problem is, will that show, will Howard be enough?
Is that the vehicle?
Will Howard be enough to take that show to the next level?
And to comment to that, remember, they were going to say that X Factor was going to succeed and sizzle based on one fact, Simon Cowell.
Right.
True.
Well, he didn't. He didn't.
Anything's possible.
I would say arguably right now, or if we were to step back 1 year before the X Factor thing, Simon had more weight in the community than Howard.
Mm-hmm. I think that... You are underestimating what that name, regardless if he's on satellite or not, brings to the table.
But are you perhaps underestimating Simon, what people were saying about the X Factor?
No.
Because he was a huge deal.
I agree.
And he blew it.
But this is the thing. When you bring an X Factor to the table, you're saying that I did American Idol, and you know what? That's ran its course. I'm going to bring something better to the table. The difference between America's Got Talent and X Factor is that no one's saying that it's a better show. Right. They're just going to say the show's going to be better because Howard's on.
Right. Agreed.
Two things possible.
The parallels
here.
I think it's based on one guy.
The initial buzz will be huge.
Of course.
Because they'll promote it the right way, you know, which is, I think, the key in broadcasting, is promoting it the right way. Howard will step on it at some point during the season. Whether the show's a hit or not, Howard will have a moment because that's what Howard does.
Okay.
Yeah. Howard does that sometimes by design, sometimes not by design. Mm-hmm. But we'll see what's happening. The thing they also have, I believe it's is it a live show? There are some portions of it that are live.
Yes,
so
there will be.
That's where you'll have to wait to see if he does it. And I think that's why a lot of people are going to look in on it and watch. He is a great broadcaster. We'll see.
And they've been able to deal with Steven Tyler and his language and mishaps along the way.
I think he will help the show, but probably not save the show. That
so
would be my
we'll
projection.
We'll see what happens.
Why,
and,
why did you turn it down?
Because I love being here.
Yeah.
And you have that feud with Howie.
Right. And I'm doing a bit with Cheryl's Cookies.
Nice.
We'll take a break. When we come back, it's the Audio Vault. Yay. And don't forget, folks, on Friday's show, it is the all-caller show. 718-506-1625. We want to hear from all over the world when we talk to you this coming Friday. We'll be right back after this.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. That sound means we're opening up the Audio Vault, brought to you by Oakton Wine Shop.
Yay.
The holidays are coming, and wine is a great gift for everyone on your list. This season, stop by Oakton Wine Shop and pick up a gift certificate or a holiday gift basket. Oakton Wine Shop, 123 and 100 Mill in Oakton. 500 hand-selected wines by our friend Brian Gauthier from around the world. Over 50 handcrafted beers, cheeses, pâtés, all that good stuff. 703-255-5425. Don't call him for our all caller show. Those numbers are
no, they're
close
different
together.
Numbers.
Or hit their ad on our website, Oakton Wine Shop. Great for the holidays, and if you're having a big party, that's a good idea.
Before we launch the Audio Vault, I want to do something on Friday. We've had an Audio Vault on every show this entire calendar year. If you have a clip you would like to hear again, please send me a note on Facebook or email me, rob@robspiewak.com. What do you want to hear? We'll do a best of Audio Vault on Friday.
Right.
So if you have something you want to hear again,
request your favorite.
Please send it along. I'd be glad to
Rob,
play
before
it
you start, we just got an email that came in. I wanted to share this
yes,
with everybody.
Yes, please.
Wants to be anonymous. Anonymous listener emails me, Mike, is RJ happy with his Christmas bonus?
Oh.
Well, let's go over to the
let's check in with RJ
booth.
Diaz. Let's see. Oh, he's bringing out his bonus again.
I am very happy with it.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's move on to the audio.
So convincing.
Right, didn't hate it.
Hold on, I need a moment to... Just having a moment. Yesterday, sundown marked the beginning of a great holiday, Mike.
Yes, it did.
Eight crazy nights, and yay. I always like to dust this tape off once a year.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay.
Alan Goodman!
And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I will play.
Yeah.
I don't know the rest of the words, but neither do you. You know nothing about Hanukkah, so here we go again. Hey, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay.
Thank you.
Hey, shame, really.
We had requests today for the Hanukkah song.
I have it.
You know, I think, can we wrap the... I mean, do you want to play a little of that now?
I can play the whole thing if you want.
Play a little of that. We'll go as long as... I love the Hanukkah
okay,
song.
Okay, I have Standing By. Well, I just need to find the cut.
Here. All right, the Hanukkah
Adam
song.
Adam Sandler.
Adam
right?
Sandler's
right.
Triumph. Right. And one of the best songs ever
But before
written.
That, Mike,
yes.
I want to remind you, you only have 4 days.
4 days left for Christmas shopping.
Four days left to fill the stocking.
4 days left for Christmas shopping. Only got 4 days more.
One, right. Two, three, four. Only four shopping days till Christmas. Hurry, 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 or...
You'll be sorry!
He slurs.
He did.
Well, only
he did
four slur. Shopping days till Christmas.
Well, Mike, the man had a stroke on day 12, which is sad, right?
Only four shopping days till Christmas.
Okay, Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song.
I love this.
I do, too.
I really do.
This is a song that
it's the only thing I like that he's ever done.
Out there and,
didn't like grown-ups?
Not too many Hanukkah songs. So wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go.
Here we go.
Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish. Just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Conkirk Douglas and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Sha-na-na, and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together. What a fine looking Jew. You don't need Deck the Halls or Jingle Bell Rock, 'cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock. Both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrate Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew.
Just a hold on it.
But guess who is Hall of Famer Rod Carew? He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish, not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All Three Stooges. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. Hope I get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. If you really, really want to go, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah.
Hanukkah! Wow. Yeah.
He left out one guy, Mark Ronica.
Mark Ronica!
Oh, of course, yeah. Mark Ronica.
That's right, Mark Ronica celebrates Hanukkah. That's
what'd you get on the first night?
Absolutely nothing.
Good for you.
No, actually, my folks got me...
matching pajamas?
A new kitchen sink.
Really?
It's kind
yeah.
of.
Everything but the kitchen
they
sink.
They gave him everything but that.
That's what I got.
Great. Practical.
You actually got the kitchen sink?
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm not sure why. Was your sink damaged?
My sink is, it's you know, it run its course.
Up. It clogged up last Christmas.
It did. Yeah. It did clog up.
It wouldn't happen if you had the Drano snake.
What he needs to do now is hire a goy to put it in.
A goy!
Kenny Ellis is another noted Jew not mentioned in that song, and right. I like this composition, Mike. You like music, don't you?
I yeah. love music.
Yeah, you're going to like this. Kenny Ellis on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, a little longer intro than I expected.
I have a little dreidel. I made it out of clay.
Hey, thank you.
And when it's dry and ready,
who's oh, Kenny dreidel Ellis? We will play.
Then dreidel I shall play.
Now, I do
oh,
want to...
Oh, dreidel, wait, dreidel,
who's
dreidel.
Kenny Ellis?
He's some Jew.
I oh, made it out of clay.
So I like that.
Oh, dreidel, dreidel,
okay,
dreidel.
Yes. Yeah.
I do want to leave you with a news story that is very important that we keep in mind, Mike. You know, no one wants to die.
No one wants yeah. to die.
But there are ways that you can die that are worse than others.
Yeah, I watch Spike TV a lot. I think there are like 1,000 ways to die.
For example, Mike, if you were D'Angelo Mitchell and you died from a cocaine overdose, wouldn't you hate
oh,
that?
This is nasty.
But where would be the place so that nasty. You don't want the cocaine to come from?
This is really horrible.
I would say perhaps Peru? From the vertical anal cleft of another man.
You're watching a video from November 30th of D'Angelo Mitchell, pictured on the right, begging his younger brother, Wayne Mitchell, to ingest cocaine located down his backside.
So, just so you know, he was pulled over for a malfunctioning taillight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he had cocaine hidden in one of the most effective cocaine hiding places, I'm told. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want it to be found on him.
Mm-hmm.
So, he asked his brother to take the cocaine from that hiding place and swallow it.
That ain't gold bond.
Oh, oh. My God.
Yeah. Yeah.
According to Police Chief John Zumalt, D'Angelo repeatedly asked his brother over and over again to get rid of the drugs or he'll never get out of prison. Wayne eventually gives in. D'Angelo then reaches into the back of his pants to pull out the cocaine.
And they have all this on surveillance footage, so you can actually see
Holy
them cuffed in the back of the car.
S.
And I misspoke. D'Angelo is the guy who had the cocaine hidden, not
okay.
the guy who died.
All right, so the guy finally
Once
eats
Wayne
it.
Gets it, he lowers his head into his lap, ingesting the drug. Not long after doing so, Wayne dies.
His cause of death is known to be acute cocaine toxicity.
He died as a result within an hour of eating that cocaine so his older brother wouldn't have to take the charge and go to prison.
So he died from an overdose of anal cocaine, Mike.
That is so nasty.
So
horrible.
Please be aware.
Not in a balloon or anything, I guess.
Don't let this happen to you. Certainly not an inflated balloon.
Ew.
Yeah. I like this song. Can I change the mood?
Yeah, please.
I don't know. Can you?
Got time for a couple more.
All right, let's do it. This might be my new favorite Christmas song, Mike. It's from a band called Y2J. And it's, you know, some of the suburbs of Baltimore, right?
Yes, Pikesville.
Of course, Dundalk.
Dundalk.
Well, this is
Catonsville.
Essex Wonderland.
Essex, okay.
You'll love the fidelity.
Oh, by the way, hey, did you know tomorrow night we're playing bingo? It's a beautiful sight. We're going bowling tonight. We're walking in an Essex Wonderland. Down the plant, we got the day off, 'cause the foreman got his pay off. We're drinking all day, then whizzing away. We're walking in an Essex Wonderland.
Okay, thank you very much.
And I have time for one more.
One more.
One more. I love it. I think it's
the
so
final
cute.
Cut.
I hope it's more music.
Well, I know you're not going to focus on records on your new hot show.
No.
So we'll take up the slack here.
Oh, boys, boys, boys. I love it.
This is a tape, Mike, about a brand new sink.
Okay, very good.
Now, I love it when kids sing, and I love it when kids get lyrics wrong and they think they're right.
Right.
Although sometimes...
So technically, it is more music.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
That's great.
Boy, you know, this has been great today. You'd think with all the... Even being showered with gifts, you would think today was great. But still, somehow, he's made it suck.
Yes,
right
I have.
His, right.
That's
on his
right.
high holiday.
I love everybody gets quiet.
Where are we going?
All right, just play another song.
Do you want the tape or you just want to go to spots?
Huh?
We can go to news now if you want.
Don't pout. Come on.
All right, very good.
That's all the time we have today. I don't like it.
We will take that's his fault. You take that up with your buddy at Christmas dinner. We'll come back and Buzz's news is next right after this. Thank you.
Let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay,
Theodore.
Ho, ho, ho.
I actually saved him more work for tomorrow's audio vault.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Christmas, Christmas time is near. Time for toys and time for cheer. We've been good, but we can't last. Hurry, Christmas, hurry fast. One's a plane that loops the loop. May I want.
You know what, Mark? You ended up getting a lot of music anyway,
yeah.
Didn't you? Yeah. Happy Hanukkah, buddy.
Thank you.
Please, Christmas, don't be late.
Thank you. All right, that's all I was doing. Well, I wanted to get, I was really trying like hell to get it at the I Just Want a Hula Hoop.
And
can you start it again from the beginning?
Yeah.
Or just skip back to where he says the that's what I want.
I don't think we got there yet.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, really?
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing. I just want a hula hoop.
There it is.
We can hardly stand the weight. Please, Christmas, Master Bear.
Oh, dear.
All right, thank you very much. All right, I don't know what I'm doing. I just totally lost track of the show.
It's okay.
Let's bring Buzz in here right now and get the news. Take it away, Mr. Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Netflix. This holiday, give the gift of movies and TV shows and help the Mike O'Mara Show at the same time. You can instantly watch unlimited shows over the internet on all kinds of devices for as little as $7.99 a month. For a free trial, just click the Netflix ad on our website. Your taxes go up in just 10 days.
All right!
Now that,
woo!
Yeah!
Yeah! La, la, la! La, 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 la!
Enjoy,
whee!
Celebrate!
Taxes! Yay, it's taxes! Yay, it's taxes! It's taxes! It's taxes! It's taxes! 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 Woo! It's taxes! Woo! It's taxes! 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 Sorry, Mark, that was a song.
Yeah.
Bonus songs galore. Under the thumb of the Tea Party House, lawmakers have rejected the compromise worked out by both Republicans and Democrats in the Senate, and that will cost...
Lots of people are happy about this.
They're thrilled, and rightly so, because it's going to cost average families about $40 a week.
How much?
$40 a week. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Starting
too much.
January 1st.
Too much.
House lawmakers want the Senate to come back from its Christmas vacation to talk some more. Senate leader Harry Reid says that's not going to happen.
Harry Reid said he wanted a hula hoop.
Republicans say Reid is bluffing.
I just want a hula hoop.
Are you Harry Reid?
I'm Harry Reid.
How would you like a brand new sink?
Hey, I'm Harry Reid. Will you do me a favor?
Sure.
Eat this cocaine out of my ass.
Oh, Harry.
Quoting John McCain, it's hurting the Republican Party. Damn straight, Skippy. A new CNN poll shows the president's approval rating shot up 5 points in the last month.
They got, first of all, look, I don't care who knows it. They're stupid. The Tea Partiers are morons. They are. They're so we're brave. We're so smart. We're going to dig our heels in. They don't even know. All they're about is the win. Mm-hmm. They're not about the country. They're about the win.
Well, they're not doing it right.
They want the win, and they finally stepped on it. And I said, you know, this is the one. This is the one where everybody goes, hey, they can lick it. Mm-hmm. They can lick it.
They pushed their luck. They pushed it too far.
They thought that they could do no compromise, which is what our government is founded on. And they thought they could strong arm everybody in the Democratic Party, and it's not going to work.
And their timing is bad because there are other circumstances. Good economic news has increased Americans' optimism. Consumer spending, which makes up 70% of our economy, was up last month more than expected. That's an indication we're showing faith in an economic recovery.
Did you see Jim Cramer on the Today Show this morning? He actually looked sane.
Did he really?
Yeah, he said he's compared to Greece, we're doing great.
Does he think this recovery is going to last? Or
he
what?
Says it's going to be slow, but yeah, he says he thinks we're actually in pretty good shape.
We're out of the woods, maybe. Yeah.
See, we have to worry a little bit about Europe, but there was also good news about housing yesterday, and that's also a big part of our economic picture. New home starts are up more than 9%, and that sent the stock market up by 336 points yesterday. It was up again this morning. Unemployment has dropped to 8.6. Payrolls are up in 29 states. But back to the president, 49% of Americans approve of his job performance, the highest rating since taking out bin Laden. And although the public is not thrilled about Obama's handling of the economy, they trust him far more in that arena than they do the Republicans. Now, this Private Manning, who's accused of giving classified documents to WikiLeaks, appears to be an odd duck. His supervisor says he punched her in the face for no reason and displayed what she calls uncontrollable behavior.
I bet she deserved it.
Hey, watch out. Stop that.
I'm just playing the odds.
What a horrible thing to
that
say.
That is. I withdraw the remark.
But as Manning stands trial for espionage and...
Market is down 73 points today.
That's not bad. That's pretty stable. Yeah. That's pretty steady.
Yeah, fact. Well, yeah, 73 is... You're getting close to the 100, which is not...
Three quarters.
You know,
but look at what...
It's still volatile.
A volatile would be a 200-point swing or more, I think. And as long as the market is at over 12, as long as the Dow is over 12...
Stocks have failed to sustain a recent rebound attempt. The ensuing reverse has taken the tech-rich NASDAQ to a new session low.
CNN says that the 73-point dip has to do with RJ's reaction to his Christmas card.
I just think there's still going to be plenty of volatility, so keep your eyes on it. I don't think we're out of the woods by a long shot.
Again, it's a definition of volatility. We are remaining above the 12,000 mark. There was a time we were wondering if we'd ever be above 10 again.
Yeah.
We're actually doing
I'm not. I'm with you. I'm with you on that. But I still think the difference between 10 years ago when you would have 20 points and 30 points and say that's significant, you now have 100 and 200 point shifts, and it happens all the time.
Right.
So I think really getting excited about yesterday is a mistake, and I think getting crushed when it goes down 200, which it'll probably do
is
in the
also
next couple
a
of weeks, is also
right.
This is the reality we're in right
73,
now.
73, not bad. Let's see what it does by the end of the day today. Anyway, we're talking about Private Manning, the guy who gave the secrets to WikiLeaks. Apparently some odd behavior in the service. But as Manning stands trial for espionage and aiding the enemy, perhaps we should ask, who entrusted this Army private with such secret documents to begin with?
Yeah, Mike, who did that?
His brother. His...
Oh, who's that?
Eli.
Oh, he's the bad man.
Yeah, that's right.
His former supervisor says she told superiors repeatedly that Bradley Manning should not be deployed to Iraq and that he should not be entrusted with such secrets, and yet he was.
I know. And I don't know what Archie's going to say or Peyton. That's just a Manning joke.
The whole family is concerned.
I blame Arch the most.
Right. understood that.
Well, I enjoyed watching Eli play this past weekend.
Thank you. Mark and I texted each other when the Giants collapsed.
Yeah.
I could have a very depressing Christmas Eve if the Giants lose to the Jets, which they have every chance of doing.
But you got a great restaurant to look forward to.
You'll
be fine. You'll be fine.
Zang.
That row.
We think of the Amish as peaceful horse and buggy driving people, so a case like this is somewhat shocking. In a religion in which men wear beards and women wear their hair a certain way as symbols of their faith, a dozen Amish men and women are on trial in Ohio for cutting the beards and hair of fellow Amish with whom they had religious disputes.
Mike, why are you making a mess?
I just feel like.
You'll be picking that up later?
I'll be picking it up, I promise. I'll be picking it up.
You know, that's just the beginning of a tapestry of lies. You're not going to pick it up.
I'm going to pick it up.
Are you?
As sure as I'm sitting.
In the kitchen. Mm-hmm.
In some of the cases, these Amish thugs used battery-powered hair clippers, and the last name of one of the defendants, ironically, is Mullet.
I just want...
Finally...
Are you?
Yes.
From the home office in Florida... Two former Macy's employees from Boca Raton are in jail after writing their own employee discounts. Oh, they paid for the $1,000 worth of merchandise they carried out of the store past security, but they paid for that stuff after marking each item down to $5. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That is so typical. That is absolutely Florida all the way. Thank you, Buzz. Thanks, everybody. Thanks to all the wonderful people that sent us such nice things.
Yes.
Not necessary,
oh
but
gosh.
We sure appreciate
yes.
it.
Thank you.
Our show
so nice.
Was brought to you by MC Ginsburg. They sent us that wonderful
That's
stuff.
True.
This year, give a truly unique gift to that special someone, MC Ginsburg. Jewelry of all kinds or any work of art you create.
Swizzle
if
sticks.
You need an object or dream up an object, turn to MC Ginsburg. MC Ginsburg builds your imagination. MCGinsburg.com or click their ad on our website. And we want to thank both those fellas, Douglas Ginsey. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. And Douglas and,
Mark.
I always get block on Mark because he's the quiet one.
He's the one that Carrie thinks is very cute.
Yeah, he is this
little cute.
I've always wanted to sleep with Douglas, though.
I think it would be a great threesome, you
that
and the Ginsburg
arranged,
brothers.
By the way.
Oh, boy, if I could have both of them.
And no danger
world.
Of procreation.
Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Really?
We'll be back tomorrow. Don't forget, tomorrow we're playing Match Game 718-506-1625. And Friday, all your calls.
Yes.
Write this number down, 718-506-1625. We're doing that Friday. We want lots of calls from all over the world on Friday's show. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Gary Krimble.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank
Bye.
You.